This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run, and you're here with me, Lynn Mark, as well as Roshan Kanisan and Noel Lim. Right now, we are going to be looking at the subject of vaccinations, because around the world, there have been announcements by governments and companies to begin mandating employees and contractors to be vaccinated. Now, just overnight, President Biden announced a requirement for all federal employees in the US to be vaccinated and be required to submit to regular testing, while also encouraging local and state governments to offer $100 as an incentive for people to roll up their sleeves.
They should do it in Malaysia. Anyway, back home here, the government has not yet made vaccination mandatory, although there are discussions to do so due to the initial lukewarm reception from the general public regarding registering for the vaccine. However, most recently, the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs is in the final phase of making vaccination of all employees in the retail sector as one of the preconditions for approval for companies to resume operation. But I think the question remains on whether employers can make it mandatory and how do we go about doing it.
So to help us clear the air on this issue is Vijayan Venugopal, employment and administrative lawyer at Shearn, Delamore & Co. Vijayan, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, on what basis could employers require or mandate their workers to be vaccinated? Is there legislation to back this up, or would it just be company policy?
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to join you. Well, actually, there is, as you've correctly pointed out, in Malaysia, there is presently no legislation requiring vaccination. The government encourages vaccination, and employers are informed that they should also encourage their employees to be vaccinated. But there is no law, either at the state level or federal level, making vaccination compulsory. As you've correctly pointed out, that could change. And if that does change, then our discussion today would have to be reframed. With your permission, maybe I'll just divide the position into two different categories. The first would be, can an employer mandate a vaccination as a precondition to employment? In other words, can an employer turn around and say, I'm going to only hire people who are vaccinated? Now, the short answer to that is yes. In this country, an employer is at liberty to set up whatever conditions they want as preconditions to employment. The position is not the same in other jurisdictions. For example, in other jurisdictions, if you were to specify that you only want to hire people of a certain age group, or a certain race, or a certain gender, that would be discriminatory. The reason being, in other jurisdictions, there is anti-age discrimination legislation. Anti-discrimination on the basis of religion, sexual orientation, etc., are all prohibited. In Malaysia, we don't have any specific legislation prohibiting discrimination on the basis of age, religion, gender, etc. There are general provisions in our federal constitution guaranteeing that the law should not discriminate on the basis of religion, gender, etc. But that refers to the law, not individual employers. So in this country, an employer could advertise to say that they would like to have a sales girl between the ages of 20 and 28. Overseas, you wouldn't be able to do that. That would be discrimination. But in this country, there is no prohibition. Sometimes employers are more subtle about it. Bumiputras are encouraged to apply, or Mandarin speaking, an advantage. So when it comes to pre-employment, the employer can set up whatever conditions they want. That applies to vaccination as well. So an employer is perfectly at liberty to advertise to say, I'm hiring candidates for this particular job. However, I'm only hiring candidates who have been vaccinated.
So Vijayan, on that note then, I'm just curious here. If an employee doesn't agree with the contract, or someone who's been working at the company for some time doesn't agree with, not just vaccination, but if a new policy comes up or something like that, do they have any recourse in industrial court or anything like that?
Yes, they do. In fact, that's a very good point. I was now going to move to the situation where that's the situation for pre-employment. In other words, you turn around and say, if you want to join my company, you have to be vaccinated. So that's very clear. Your question is far more pertinent. What about existing employees? So let's say I've got a company, I've got 100 employees. Can I turn around and introduce a policy saying, I want all my 100 employees to be vaccinated? And assuming I do come up with such a policy, what happens if 10 employees say, I'm not going to be vaccinated. I don't agree with this new policy. Now, here, the situation becomes very much more complicated. Although in pre-employment, you can attach whatever conditions you want. When someone is already employed, you cannot terminate them in this country without just cause or excuse. That's the phrase we use. Essentially, it means reasonable grounds. Now, even if someone has a clause saying that you can terminate the employee on 1 month's notice without assigning any reason whatsoever, you'll very often see these kind of clauses in contracts of employment. It's not legally enforceable. By law, an employee who's already an employee has a statutory right to go to the industrial court and complain if they are dismissed for any reason. And the word dismissal here is quite wide. It would even cover constructive dismissal. What's constructive dismissal? Well, basically where the employer makes the position untenable. Sometimes employers don't issue a letter of termination, but they make the employee's life difficult, hoping that he would leave.
Yeah,
the law recognizes that form of dismissal.
On that note, Vijayan, so what I understand, like multinational oil companies and those from the West, they do require staff to have certain vaccinations before they can work in far-flung places. And these vaccines have a long history, unlike COVID-19 vaccines. So do you foresee we'll come to a situation where, you know, companies just have to use moral suasion, they have to help, just promote the benefits of vaccines? Do you foresee that this is the kind of situation that we have to be in rather than use legal means?
I think that's what's actually already happening right now. Employers are already trying to encourage employees to vaccinate. Some employers are giving exactly what Joe Biden does in the US, cash incentives. So not only are you encouraging them by way of encouragement, you're actually giving them pecuniary benefits, maybe 100 ringgit, 200 ringgit to get vaccinated. Now, at the moment, vaccination is still a choice. So as long as the employee takes that encouragement, whether it's subtle, whether it's pecuniary, whether it's a little bit more heavy-handed, that's fine because it's still voluntary. The question becomes, how do you deal with employees who simply refuse to get vaccinated? Now, just like in the other jurisdictions, we have some anti-vaxxers, people who are very stubborn and for whatever reasons, just refuse to get vaccinated. Would you like me to address that question, how to deal with people who just simply refuse to do so?
Yes, please. That's a very pertinent question, I think.
So let's assume we have a company, and again, I'm just using a random example, we have 100 employees. Employee tells the employees, I would like all of you to get vaccinated. 50 of them get vaccinated anyway because they believe in vaccination and they go ahead. We then have another 50 employees who haven't been vaccinated yet. The company then gets a little bit more heavy-handed and says, look, you need to get vaccinated. And the reason what the employer will use is this. One of the requirements under the law is you have to provide a safe working environment. So what you then have is the 50 employees who have been vaccinated will say, I've been vaccinated, I took your encouragement, but when I come to the office, I'm being forced to work with 50 other people who are not vaccinated. So as an employer, you're failing to provide me with a safe working environment. You encouraged me to be vaccinated, I agreed, but now you're exposing me to people who are not being vaccinated. So you've got two competing interests. You've got the employees who've been vaccinated saying, you must provide me with a safe working environment as my employer. And you've got these 50 employees who don't want to be vaccinated for any whatever reason. So the employer ramps up their vaccination program. They start encouraging even more overtly, giving pecuniary benefits, etc. Let's say now we move up to 90 employees have been vaccinated. We have 10 recalcitrant employees who simply refuse. The 90 employees are turning around and saying, look, we don't want to work with these 10 people because we've been vaccinated. We're worried that they may infect us. Now, you need to look at these 10 employees very carefully and see what is the reason that they're refusing to be vaccinated. Now, if they have legitimate reasons, you may not be able to terminate them because the termination may be deemed without just cause or excuse. What would be legitimate reasons? For example, religious grounds. As you know, that there are some religions, Mormons come to mind immediately, although that's not an example very common in Malaysia, where they don't take blood transfusions, etc. And very non-religious, certain people may come back and say, on religious grounds, I'm right. refusing to be vaccinated. Now, that could be a legitimate concern. Conversely, there can be a basis for the employer to say, you have to be vaccinated by the nature of your employment.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Vijayan Venugopal from Shern Delamore & Co. Talking to us about mandatory vaccinations. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.